Well, I said Pat a while ago that he was one of my heroes, and my first year was his last year. If you remember, when we played, when Joe DiMaggio played here, it was 457 to left center, 402 to left center, 457 just a little further to the right. It was only 302 down the line, but not very many people pulled the ball down the line. The visiting team bullpen was 402 feet, and then it went out to 457. You say he had a mediocre year, his last year. You could call it mediocre if you wanted to. If he would have been playing in Detroit that year, he would have had 35 or 40 home runs, I guarantee you. I saw him catch at least 20 balls off him on the track where he would be at second base and kick second. I never will forget it. He used to just – if he would have played anywhere but Yankee Stadium, the way Yankee Stadium was then, behind the monuments and dead center was like 480. It's 461 to right center. These guys got it now. It's like 410 to dead center. I saw Bo Jackson hit one over in Yankee Stadium. It went about 410 feet, and they was talking about how far it went. He did hit one, too, though, that in right center that almost went out of the ballpark. He can hit it a long ways. But if DiMaggio would have played in a regular ballpark like Detroit or, say, the Atlanta ballpark now or some of these, the Homer Dome in Minneapolis or Seattle, if he'd have played in any of those ballparks, he would have hit over 500 home runs by a good measure. His last year, I didn't think he was that bad, to tell you the truth. That's how I hurt my knee in the World Series. He was playing center field, and Casey called me in before we played the Giants in the 51 series, and he said, take everything you can get to right center because the big Dago, a lot of guys call him, Joe D., it's not moving around that good. Willie Mays hit a pop fly to right center, and I'm running as hard as I could over to catch it, and I get there, and he's already under it. He was playing Willie in left center, and he's standing under the ball when I get there, and I could run. So it wasn't like that he didn't have a very good year. It's just the ballpark, I think. He was, like I said at the start of the show, Pat, I think that Joe DiMaggio was probably, and a lot of other people have told me this. I didn't get to see him except that last year, but a lot of people have told me that he was the greatest all-around baseball player to ever play.